Well, happy Thanksgiving. It's a few days away. I'm excited because I'm not cooking this year. So I have a question for all of you. Have you ever been in a feud with your neighbor? Oh, you seem to all get along with everyone. That's wonderful. So about 6 months or 9 months ago, something like that, someone called me during the week and said, well, I did it. And I said, did what? Well, because I knew this person had had a feud with their neighbor. And I was very curious as to what they did, because it could be good or bad. They said, well, after your sermon on Sunday, and I'm like, uh-oh, what did I say? After your sermon on Sunday, my neighbor and I, because this person lives in an apartment building, my neighbor and I, who I've been feuding with, well, we ran into each other in the stairwell. Okay. And she said, well, I turned to her and said, I need to talk to you. And the neighbor said, okay. And she said, so my pastor told me today that I have to love my neighbor. And the neighbor said, oh my goodness, my pastor said the same thing to me today too. And so they talked things through and they came up with an amicable way to coexist. It's not perfect. They still get aggravated with one another because things happen. But we can talk things through and we can learn to love our neighbor. How can we heal relationships one at a time? Well, that brings me back to Thanksgiving. I know it's coming, and I know we're all nervous about the awkward Thanksgiving table conversations about to be had. I've read the only safe thing to talk about these days are pets. So today, given this, we are reflecting on healing relationships. Healing relationships doesn't mean that things are Hallmark movie perfect. It may not even mean that things are completely resolved. It may mean that we love and respect that some people have different opinions or thoughts. Yet, because we know and love God, we can love people in our difference. We can't truly heal relationships until we are healed. Our healing may come through counseling, advice from a trusted source, and with much prayer and conversations with Jesus Christ. Our relationship with Jesus tends to broaden our perspective. And as we have turned each week, we see these new perspectives represented. Jesus, this isn't much, but it's all I've got. So I really liked a text from Romans chapter 14, verse 1, and this is from The Message. This is a reading entitled, Cultivating Good Relationships. Welcome with open arms, fellow believers who don't see things the way you do. And don't jump all over them every time they say or do something you don't agree with, even when it seems they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith department. Remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. So as we do this, we give Jesus our heart and pray and pray and pray about healing relationships. Our relationships change in a good way. As Christians, healing relationships goes beyond our personal lives, our personal relationships. We are called to be in close relationship with the Trinity, with God, our Creator, Jesus, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Sustainer. Our calling doesn't stop there. We are called to look outside ourselves. As Paul says in 2 Corinthians, God has given us this ministry of restoring relationships. Healing relationships includes healing communities. As we look out and around, we can see the suffering of the poor and the oppressed. We are all connected. We are all made in the image of God. And as we sit around tables this week, working on our personal relationship, let's continue to acknowledge the relationships in our country and in our world and in need of healing. And let's continue to dream of ways we can be a part of this healing through our actions in Advent and in 2019. I and this community are open to your thoughts and your ideas. Our worship theme is Sacred Earth, Sacred Worth. So I cannot end without reflecting on the healing of our relationship with Earth. How can we, on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue in Syracuse, make an impact on healing our relationship with Earth? Do we have someone here who could give us tips on everyday ways we can be kind to the earth? Are there articles or books we could recommend to the congregation to read so that we could dream of a way to truly be a part of the healing of our sacred earth? Whether we are talking about a neighbor's feud or the earth, these are not standalone issues. The healing of self, of personal relationships, communities, and earth are interconnected by one thing, our Creator. We are called to care for the earth and all of earth's creatures, given our sacred bond with Creator. I'll close with this. The powerful words from our scriptures there, right? From 1 John. God is love. And those who remain in love remain in God, and God remains in them. This is how love has been perfected in us, so that we can have confidence, because we are exactly the same as God in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear expects punishment. The person who is afraid has not been made perfect in love. We love because God first loved us. Amen.